This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 5th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel. Tel Aviv remains pleasantly mild, while Jerusalem enjoys clear skies. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is making for a comfortable evening. Here are today's headlines. First, an IDF official has dismissed claims of interceptor shortages, stating the U.S. and IDF have adequate supplies. That's according to Mariv, coming in just now. Also, Iranian President Raisi has expressed support for any decision by the Palestinian leadership regarding Gaza's future. This report is from Walla, earlier this hour. Also this hour, the UN has reported that Iran executed at least 56 people since March. I-24 News provided this update. Separately, Defense Minister Israel Katz faced criticism over remarks seen as undermining the IDF. This was reported by Forward earlier today. And finally, former Israeli hostage Alon Ohel will perform in Australia as part of the JNF annual campaign events. This comes from Australian Jewish News from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister highlighted Jerusalem's protection as key for peace, according to Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago. Meanwhile, Ariel Osseran reports that Pakistani leaders will visit Saudi Arabia soon, while Iran's foreign minister is set to meet with them in Islamabad. Michal Kotler-Wunsch shared strong views on the misuse of human rights rhetoric and its global implications, posting earlier today. Let's go deeper. In Israel, claims of interceptor shortages were addressed by an IDF official who clarified that both the U.S. and Israel have sufficient armament. Mariv highlighted that this counters recent comments by former U.S. President Donald Trump. The reassurance aims to maintain public confidence in defense capabilities. Turning to Iran, President Raisi has pledged support for Palestinian decisions on Gaza's future. Walla reports that this comes after his discussion with Hamas leader Khalil al-Haya. This statement could influence regional diplomatic dynamics. Meanwhile, the UN raised concerns over Iran's execution of at least 56 people since March. I-24 News reported on the human rights alarm. This development underscores ongoing international scrutiny of Iran's domestic policies. In Israel, Defense Minister Israel Katz has faced backlash for comments perceived as undermining the IDF. Forward highlighted this controversy, which reflects tensions within Israel's political landscape. Such statements can impact national morale and military unity. Finally, Alon Ohel, a former Israeli hostage, will make a musical appearance in Australia. Australian Jewish News explains that this is part of his gratitude toward Australian supporters. His visit strengthens cultural ties between the two nations. On the economic front, first, travel fintech company Fay has secured $50 million in a Series C funding round, valuing the Israeli startup at approximately $500 million. CTech reports that Fay plans to leverage AI for global expansion in travel insurance. Separately, Israeli researchers have uncovered a zero-click vulnerability in Samsung devices. Mariv Business revealed that this was disclosed at the Berlin conference, raising security concerns. And finally, the Bank of Israel may allow local banks to list on Wall Street. Globes has learned this proposal could align Israeli banks with U.S. accounting standards, potentially increasing their global competitiveness. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.